Hide FM.
What is up, Bay Area? This is Jazz the Muse, and you are now tuned in to the Secret Muse headquarters. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I am not by myself today. I have some lovely muses, Bay Area muses, who are in the house, and I would love for them to introduce themselves before we get started. So, to begin, I guess we'll begin with Malu whenever you're ready. We'll get introductions going. Who are y'all?
I am Malu the Soul. I am the Black Swan. I bring edge and softness into the world, and a lot of intensity.
I love that.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stony Creation, Oakland native. Heart-led, multifaceted, multi-passionate. Divinely led, and yeah, just a person, human being, and immense lover. Yeah.
Beautiful. Hi, my name is Oracle Ash. I am a multidisciplinary artist, producer, engineer, and also singer-songwriter. I do a little bit of neo-soul, some alternative R&B, and I just dropped a project.
You heard it here first, folks, and we'll be listening to some of that music tonight as we dive in. As I said, welcome to the Secret Muse headquarters. I just want to take a moment to thank everyone who may have been at the Back to Black night yesterday at Club Azima in San Francisco. It was actually such a time, so many beautiful Black people in the house, and a great way to celebrate Black History Month. Secret Muse headquarters is a place where Afrocentric music is put at the forefront, and specifically Bay Area-centered or Bay Area-originated music. As we jump into the music, we'll be beginning with Malu's music, a song called Lore, which I really love and have been listening to quite a bit. We'll get into some DJ Black Power and also end with some Stony Creation and Oracle Ash. Stay tuned, and thank you for listening.
Come from reality is shaped by me and the god that's forging. This is not a fake.
that shoots from the gun. I plead that I'm the one, I plead that I'm the son. This is not the fable, I am the legend. This is my lore, take a chance on what I'm dreaming. I'm not greedy, I'm not lazy, I'm hungry and tired of waiting. Taking my seat at the table, this is my lore, not the fable.
My little soul, who brand new peace, is sheltered within the street. My old lady from God.
He's trying to take a bitch out, now they nervous. Blacking out, yeah, just like the curtains. Pull that shit back, eyes is hurting. Can't take real power, so they call them service. Out of this shit, man, no more witches burning. Breaking the system, black bitch making money. Told them niggas I'm not coming. If it's only dick they serving. And I got generalized anxiety. Skinny in the body T. They don't know anorexia still calls me. I ain't picking up because I choose my luck. I ain't giving up. I ain't giving up because, yeah. My reality is shaped by me and the path that's forging. This is not a fable, I am the legend. This is my lore. I took shots on before 21. My experience is the trauma that shoots from the gun. Experience is trauma that shoots from the gun. I plead down by the one, I plead down by the sun. This is not the fable, I am the legend. This is my lore. Take a chance on what I'm dreaming. I'm not greedy, I'm not lazy, I'm hungry and tired of waiting.
It was a long, hard Saturday long. It was a long, hard was a long, hard Saturday alone. It was a long, hard Saturday alone. Long, long, long. Soaking down into the melting stress. Love me and caress, love me and caress. Love me down and love till I'm dead with. Oh, baby, she knows what she's worth, yeah. Don't think you can play what's been there. Best believe she's tired of all the tears. Oh, she just really wants to take a breath. Like this. Let me come outside, take it down a bit. Let me come outside. Was a long hard Saturday, long, 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 long.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy myself, babe. I just don't know what to do or what to say. But you know what? Once I'm really, really feeling good, feeling better, we're gonna have to go. And I had told Deanna also that once we're all doing well, we got to have a family meal together. I don't think we've ever done that. So I would really, really look forward to that. That's going to be the next thing we do together. I've gone through this process now. Now I just want to sit down and break bread with the most beautiful, most loving family I really have. Sometimes we just don't sit down just to say how much, let people have, let them know how much they are loved. And that's one thing we need to do. We need to just stop and breathe and just let everybody know how much they're loved. So, sweetheart, you know, I'm just, you know, I just don't like to say certain things like that, but you are my favorite up here. I just want to say that, okay? We don't have to say it to nobody, but you are. You're just one of those things, okay? Love you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
What's up, y'all? This is Jazz the Muse. I am your host today at the Secret Muse headquarters. Earlier today, or tonight, shall I say, we got introductions with our lovely muses for tonight who are going to be sharing their experience being artists, being Black femme or women in the city, and it's just going to be a great experience. To begin, I want to throw us back a couple weeks to Valentine's Day. Some people love it, some people hate it. I will plead the fifth on that one. But at the same time, I would love to get into y'all's perspective on Black love, what your definition of it is, especially in all its manifestations. It can be intimate, it can be romantic, but if y'all could expound on what your experience with that has been and how you would define Black love. We'll begin with Ash.
Recently, I've been focusing more on Black love in terms of platonic intimacy and queer relationships, as I am a queer person. And what I've noticed is that there's a really deep need for sisterhood for me, and however that looks. And sometimes you have to fight for real relationships, even when we all tight and stressed out. There's got to be some compromise that we make to have our inheritance of being with our people, even when there's so much divide, even still here in the Bay Area. And I've really noticed that being in queer spaces and having queer intimacy has allowed me to really differentiate between how I feel when it comes to romantic love and platonic love, and making that equal, because I think that it should be equal. You should value your friends just as much as you value a partner, in my opinion. So that goes not just for Black love, but all types of love. But as we know, there's a deep, like, internalized racism, internalized colorism, and that has been wedged between us that kind of makes us feel afraid of taking the leap to have this sort of connection. But if you're willing to fight for love, and especially Black love, is like one of the most sacred things you can do, like, actually. And it starts with your family. Just like healing those relationships with your family. So I don't know if that's really like a definition, but it's just universal law is like liberation is loving Black people no matter what, if you Black.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was such an amazing answer. And what resonated with me, I felt like there was a lot of healing, like using Black love or any love to heal, like community, friendships, self, relationships. So thank you for sharing that, Ash. Next, Stony, Creation. We'll get your answer. What are you feeling like?
Yeah, I feel like what came to me initially is the familial aspects of Black love. I feel like the way that that shows up in its organic form is by far some of the most empowering love that you can receive. And it's also chosen family as well, like, because us being Black, I mean, we're also interconnected naturally. Mm-hmm. But being able to have that choice, blood or not, of who really, you know, deserves to be in your life, and the interconnectedness of it all, of us being able to show up for one another in a way that, you know, we're able to expand as people. We're able to inspire each other. We're able to pour into one another in a way that's truly judgment-free, yet still accountable, with curiosity, with joy, with more imagination, too. So, it comes naturally in so many forms, but I feel like us continuing to strive for that just raw expression of it is what's really important, especially in this day and age. And definitely picking back off what Ash too said, like, I completely resonate with that and crave similar things, especially platonically, and really crave like genuine sisterhood, especially Black. It is so different. The resonance is incomparable, and I'm always forever grateful for all my Black femmes and Black folks that I'm able to connect with. It's always life-changing. So, yeah, I'll say that.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I love the theme of friendship going around. Like, love truly does begin, like you said, with family and with friendships and investing in that first. So I love that we're on the same page with that. Lastly, we'll go to Malu. I want to know what's your opinion. What are you feeling like?
feel like similar things that you guys said. I feel like the love starts in the community. It's a communal aspect. And so the first thing that popped up was how much love I have for the kids that I teach, or like the community and things. I think also just, like you said, judgment-free, just having an open heart with different types of people, especially Black people, you know? We have to remember that, like, not everyone has the same experiences, education levels, or different types of, they haven't gone through a certain type of healing. Yeah. And so I think Black love is very deep and very personal and very intense, because we have to learn to actually love someone through the walls that has been like placed in front of us. And so I think that was hard for me, honestly. I was dating outside my race, and I was like, maybe I'll find love here, you know? And then, honestly, I realized immediately, like, they could never relate to what I got going on, and they never will. And so I think just, like, being open to, like, my queerness and falling in love with a Black woman is very different than what I have been through. So, yeah, I think Black love is powerful and beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Molly, for sharing that. I love your response. I think it was so multidimensional. I think you connected it to your own intimate and romantic explorations, and like what you have, sounds like what you have going for you now, which is so beautiful in your partnership. But also, like you said, the kids you teach, teachers, shout out teachers, shout out San Francisco teachers. You know, there's a lot going on with that right now. So I love how we can see Black love be manifested in so many different ways.
I wanted to share one more thing.
Please, please.
I went to a Black comedy show recently, and it was really funny because in one of his skits, or, you know, just like one of his jokes, he was like describing like how unconditional we are with our love. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, he was doing it to scenarios that were like hella funny. Like he was just like, oh, you know, like someone lying about like them smoking crack. He's like, yeah, you don't smoke crack? And then they're like, nah. And then he like, you sure you don't smoke crack? And it's like, we give people like that unconditional chance to even show up in their truth multiple times. Yeah. Even for people that continue to oppress us, we still have this hope for actual repair and liberation through it all.
Yeah.
And so that, our love is just like, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
True.
You heard it here, folks. Black love is unconditional love, and I cannot agree with that more. And like you said, raw unconditional love. And especially in the Bay, like as someone who, you know, has spent time in the South and like comes from Southern California, I feel like my experience being a Black woman in the Bay Area has opened my eyes to Black love in a lot of ways I didn't see, you know, like there's so much love for community, and that's reflected not only in, you know, friendships and such, but like it's expansive. There's so many organizations and movements, and just people are really here to show love and receive love from other people, which I love. That being said, I'm gonna ask one more quick question before we jump back into music. When it comes to self-love, which in this case will be Black self-love, because we're all Black folk in here, unless I'm missing something. exactly, so as we jump into that, I want y'all to share how you've been showing your self-love, especially in a time right now where we really need it to balance all the things that we are facing and fighting in the country. And dive into like your self-care rituals, your habits. What are you doing? What have you been doing lately? Molly, we'll start with you on this one.
This was really good because honestly, earlier I was like watching videos. I was like, I need to boss up again on YouTube. And I was listening to her. I'm like, girl, what do you do? Because I'm tired, you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, I did that because I was in a similar space like 6 months ago, where I was like, okay, I want to like tap into my feminine a lot more,
because
I've always been kind of like stuck in my masculine for a really long time. And I think just last year, like the end of last year, was when I really was like, I need to devote a ritual for myself, not just for creativity. I'll be like, oh, let me be strict on myself about writing and da da da, and I'm like,
all that comes naturally when you start taking care of yourself and you have a ritual to like honor your body, honor your mind, and also praying more for those things to come naturally to you instead of forcing it, you know? So I feel like that's really where it starts. Like, a lot of people don't think like it starts with the oil on your skin, but I'm like, girl, it literally does. Like, and so I'm sure these ladies know about glamour magic and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think tapping into that as a Black woman is essentially powerful to like anything you do afterwards. So,
thank you so much, Molly, for sharing that. I relate to you on the like research. When I get in ruts, I gotta go to YouTube sometimes. I gotta see some other Black women, like, or even go to Instagram. Like, lately I feel like I have such a like mutual like relationship with folks that I can just go on Instagram and I'm like, oh, they're cooking up a good meal, maybe I should go cook, or oh, they're outside, let me go get my steps in. So it really is the people you surround yourself with, whether it's in person or virtually or whatever it is. So yeah, we'll continue going with that though. I want to know y'all self-love, self-care rituals. So next over, we'll jump to Stoney.
Yeah, definitely want to echo Malu for sure. And yeah, I feel like this part of loving, especially the self, has been something I've really prioritized, especially over the last 2 years, coming out of very extractive situations. You know, you really begin to understand how important it is to build that relationship with yourself through care, through nurturance, and through like showing up actively, like when you feel like you really need to pour into your cup. Because like, how am I supposed to show up for the people that I care about and that I love genuinely if I'm feeling like I'm on the floor? Like, you know, it's not realistic. And that's not how I want to show up in love. I don't want to show up in love tired. I don't want to show up in love extracted. I want to be full so that I can really like tend to my people. So it's like, it's with that thought in mind. And also just, yeah, it's like, it's so cool when you continue to like deepen that relationship through care with yourself, because there's so many things that come out of it that you realize like, oh wow, these self-soothing acts I never would have thought, you know, I may have needed for my body. But then you try these certain things, like you drink your tea consistently, I play water to bed every night, like, you know, I go to sleep to water, you know, there's just certain things that, you know, you really begin to like nurture multiple versions and aspects of yourself. And I think it's cool to begin that and to begin to like explore what that is. So I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. And to share with your loved ones too. So
I 10 out of 10 agree. And I love how you were talking about like coming from such extracting situations and like putting that back into yourself. Mm-hmm. Also, we may have to talk about tea routines later. I know you're into teas. Yes. So that's definitely a part of my self-care routine right now. So we'll get more into that later. But Ash, I want to know a bit more about you and how are you pouring into yourself, showing yourself some self-love?
Yeah, so I know that it's Ramadan right now, and I've been praying 3 times a day following that, because I have a lot of friends that are also doing that, and it just helps to form my connection with them. But also to, you know, just being patient with myself, like if I'm not good at rituals and routines, I'm just not good at them today. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something to say too about just shaking that ass till you free. You know what I mean? Yes. So I've been trying to do that as well. Just move my body and move out of my mind from like over analyzing every single step that I take, because the inner critic is really loud right now. We have 2 eclipses and we're in Pisces retrograde. So it is. It's a lot happening in the stars. So like, to keep myself grounded, I'm making sure to write and to imagine and to feed myself literature that feels warm. Mm-hmm. Like the practice of being a poet is so grounding, because you can put, you know, a few words on the page and that's the whole container of how you feel. So it helps to just see how I'm feeling every day and go slow with it and just try, you know?
That was actually so beautiful. And I love the reoccurrence of like patience. Like when you're patient with yourself, you're showing yourself that love, and that's how you can grow. Like you don't force a plant to grow, right? It just grows on its own time. And you mentioned literature. I want to run back to that. Quick question, we'll make it brief. What are you reading right now? What's a book that you can recommend to listeners?
The Women Who Run with the Wolves. Yeah. Classic. Using that for bibliomancy, which is divination practice. Mm-hmm. So just close your eyes, fall on a page, and that's the message for your day. Mm-hmm. Very helpful. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. I'm going to have to try that, or at least get the book, right? Mm-hmm. Rapid fire. We're going to do Stony and Malu. What are y'all reading right now?
So funny, we're just talking about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, currently right now, the book that I'm reading in full is The Fire Next Time by James Baldwin.
Yeah, that's on my list, girl.
Yes, it's really good.
Right now I'm reading two. I'm finishing up one, and I just started the other one. Tell My Horse by Zora Neale Hurston, and The Gilda Stories. Yeah. Black Vampire Sapphic.
Ooh, yes, okay. Put.
The tension.
Hey. You got it. I was about to say, okay, y'all take note. That's the Secret Muse Headquarters book list for the month. That being said, we are going to jump back into some more music before we head into our last interview section for the night. So stay tuned. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to everyone listening, and we will be right back.
He never wanna float, scared to swim out into my shorts. But yeah, you really wanna know, need a light now. I'm the lighthouse in the darkest corner. Relax your tears, let go of your fears. You want to get close, but never go near. Simple things like
borderline tick. Running to every man who say he loved me. Sick of feeling worthless, fumbling through purses. Bag lady left gemstones and diamond rings. Promise her I'd sing. Human John through me.
Who that bitch? shawty, she's a Macdi, Macdi, Mac, Mac. No, your shawty, she's a Macdi, Macdi, Mac, Mac. No, your shawty, she's a Macdi, Macdi, Mac, Mac. No, your shawty, she's a Mac. No, your shawty, throw some bears up in the party. Since he know we gon' get it started, shake that money, that's for Flani, yeah. Tell the DJ to say song, yeah.
Period. What's up, Bay Area? I'm Jazz the Muse, and this is the Secret Muse headquarters. If you've been tuning in tonight, thank you so, so, so much. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. This is the Secret Muse headquarters, and I'm Jazz the Muse, and I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to get into a couple more questions with our special guest before we head out. And yeah, we're going to groove to some tunes. Have a great night. It's a beautiful Friday night in San Francisco. And I want to get into what you guys did this Black History Month. This Black History Month has been great, at least for me personally. I feel like I've been doing so many things, making so much new community with Black folk. I've been in Oakland all Black History Month. Shout out Oakland. So I want to know a little bit about how y'all celebrated. And also, I want to resonate with something that I've always been told, or my mom has always called me, is young, gifted, and Black. What does that mean to you? And how has this Black History Month connected you or resonated with you with that whole young, gifted, and Black terminology? Also, we can start with Stoney.
Yes, it's actually so great because immediately I'm like, young, gifted, and Black. Yep. No, it's so beautiful. No, literally, it connects so deeply for me because I believe, like, organically at the start, just the way that this Black History Month has been speaking to me has been so organic, and ancestors have been visiting me very just, like, impromptu and, like, sweetly, and I happen to, like, stumble upon these studies and these greats, and Nina Simone being, like, one of the first documentaries I watched towards the beginning of the month, and, yeah, she went into, they described, you know, why she actually created that into a song. But what it means for me and my art, I have to say, the first thing that came to my mind was it being innate. Being gifted, being Black is a gift in itself. It's a blessing. And I feel like it's something that comes so through our bloodline, it's traveled through all of us in so many different ways, and the way that we all get to express it is just a treasure. And for my art, yeah, I believe that, you know, for me, it was the start of it, really even empowering myself through my music as a Black woman, as a Black person. You know, I found myself rooted in activism artistically and allowed that to blossom over time. But yeah, it just really is a gift in itself to be young, gifted, and Black. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to have this this opportunity to express myself through art in this way and to allow different channels of my ancestry, my bloodline, my imagination, my idea of innovation to speak through that and what I feel will empower the world, the youth, and folks alike. So yeah, I'd say that.
Thank you so much, Stoney. I really love that you said it was innate, and you mentioned like that ancestral heritage, like it was given to us by us, and it's just constantly being passed down. So I think that's so beautiful and something I'm thankful for this Black History Month. Next, we'll jump to Ash and then Malu.
So I love this sentiment of young, gifted, and Black, and I've really been sitting with a lot of films and shows, and I just watched Lovecraft Country again to invigorate me. Episode 5, I Am Hippolyta, is gonna be my favorite episode in any like TV series like of all time. And I really think it's like, to be Black is to make something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that that started just like as somebody talking about an idea, and it has that much in it, like, it's just this I am everything that I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel that so deeply in my blood, and also that this is my inheritance to be here and to also be patient with the gifts that I've been given while they come to manifest, too. Yes. Because I'm really not the type of person to lay down for no system. And so every time I'm like, it feels hard, I'm thinking about, I am everything, though. I can create everything I want. Yeah. And that will be like one of my core beliefs till I die.
Yeah.
And things gonna be hard. Yeah. They're gonna be hard, but they're not going to be as hard as I make them. They're only as hard as I make them. And so just standing on like my liberatory studies and like how I feel in terms of my imagination, because imagination takes you far. Yeah. And that's what they try to do, stomp out of us. But to have a gift is to know that you can access freedom at any time, any moment. You can create it always. So that's really my favorite gift, is that I could create anything I want.
And that truly is a gift. It is such a beautiful, impactful gift. And thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of people see the terminology like, or see the, and they don't think of it in an imaginative way. Like, they see it as a song, they see it as historic. But no, we are actively listening, living young, gifted, and Black lives. So I absolutely love and thank you for sharing that. And then we'll hand the mic over to you, Malu. How are you feeling young, gifted, and Black this Black History Month?
Honestly, similar to what they said, I feel like connecting with the ancestors has been really big for me. I think reminding myself of all the advice and knowledge that I had even as a kid, because like being from Louisiana, it's like my grandpa would always say, there's talent around the corner, and like there's Oscar winners around the corner, and like, you know, but they don't have the chance to showcase their art. They don't have the chance to share. And so I think it's always stuck with me. It always felt like, I think it felt like a pressure at first.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to do, because nobody else in my lineage has had the opportunity to even move, to go to college, to do all these things that I have been wanting to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think... I think to be young, gifted, and Black is to listen to the inner God that you have within yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think knowing that you are an extension of God, and every ounce of imagination that you have is from God. And I think Black people especially have that close connection to their ancestors and to the source above. And I think if you deny that, you are essentially, you know, denying what you're being called to do. So, you got to lean into it.
You really do. You really do. Thank you so much, Malu, for sharing that. And I love the common themes of just like how we're reaching from what our ancestors built, and just being, it's not even like we're using it. We're just being gifted it. It comes so naturally. And that's something so beautiful. And one thing I appreciate this Black History Month as well. So that being said, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know we are cutting it close on time, but is there anything that y'all would like to share? Any music coming out, music that's been released you want to just promote, tell people to listen to? We'll do a little fire run around the mic, starting with Malu.
Yes. So I just dropped a 7-song project, really short, in November. It's on my brother's birthday for a reason. He's on the one of the songs. It's just a love letter to my family and to the deep emotions that we all have to face every single day. You know, you can smile, but you also can cry at the same time. So that's what this project is kind of like emphasizing.
Yeah, for me, no new music at this moment, but I know that I'm gonna dive into creation and getting into back into my artistry through my voice this year. So be on the lookout. Yeah, Stony Creation on all platties. So yeah.
As for me, Oracle Ash, Oracle on all the platforms too, with three A's in the middle. I just dropped a full album last year, and it's on Bandcamp, and it's on all the other distributing services, and it's my name, and it's about my life for the last 5 years, so it's a big deal, and I've got some new coming out soon too.
Amazing. Well, thank you all so much for coming by tonight. I feel so flattered to have such amazing Black people in this studio tonight. Let's see, what time is it? Oh, yep, we are done for the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Follow at Secret Muse Headquarters on all platforms. I am your host at Jazz the Muse. We will be tuning in next month on the second Friday. I'm going to close out with some music, and I hope you guys have a great night.
Save you a seat, a console.